Number 9. An anthropoid in Antarctica. They were China's hope for finding an antibiotic that would prevent future outbreaks of infectious diseases like SARS. A team of archaeologists who were working at the apex of Mount Vinson Massif, the highest peak in Antarctica, contacted the World Health Organization to alert them about a possible antibody that might exist in an anthropoid that was originally antedated in antediluvian times. Finding a way to prevent diseases like SARS is antecedents, wrote Professor Antony. People often ask me if we ever worry about working in the Antarctic. Actually, I worry about the antithesis of that. What if we don't work here and we don't find what we need? Who said it better than the Chinese? I read the following Chinese aphorism for a well-known Chinese anthology to myself daily. If you don't go into the cave of the tiger, how are you going to get its cub? 1 week later, the anticipatory onlookers waited as the Chinese national anthem played, and Lily, anthropologist and WTO representative in Beijing, began to read the second letter from Professor Antony. Though it is not antic to show antipathy for apes, it is very likely that they were, indeed, our antecedents. We have found some anthropomorphic beings from anterior times that antecede antiquity. One was found holding an anvil made of antlers, and the other was found with a small aperture in his aorta, which originally led us to believe that they died in battle with each other. Lily continued speaking in an apathetic tone. War and apathy may never become antiquated. However, after more rigorous testing was performed, we found hundreds of small bee antennas on the bodies. Upon further tests, we found a number of beehives in an apiary not far from the bodies. It seems that one of the men we found was an apiarist who not only dabbled in apiculture for a living, but also was a medicinal man. It seems that he was working on an antidote similar to antihistamines for bee stings. In fact, he was stung by a bee, which in the beginning resulted in aphasia, and in the end resulted in his death. But that was antecedent to the puncture in his heart. We now believe that the anvil was an antique medical tool used to collect the blood from dead ones that would be used for some kind of antiseptic. I'm sorry, folks. I know you were anticipating a cure for SARS. I'm afraid this story must end with an anticlimax.